To Alabama we go. It is a crab leg brawl. So you know how those like Chinese buffets, they'll have crab leg day.
Yeah, sure.
Very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular.
Because delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people like to participate in the crab legs when they happen. Even the police. So this police officer from Alabama was getting ready to enjoy some crab legs as well.
It's not something you typically hear, because if you can imagine a fencing match.
The sound that Officer Johnson was hearing was...
Okay.
I mean, right?
There
what was that?
It was like a sword fight at the buffet over crab legs.
Tongs clashing.
Everyone was saying that they cut me in line.
Yeah, so the line starts forming as the crab legs are being presented because, you know, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
I mean, when it's crab leg day, it's a big deal. So everybody's forming in line. Then all of a sudden people are saying you're ditching.
She cut me in line. He cut me in line. I was here first.
Yeah. So
are we in elementary
again,
school?
This is the police officer who's just sat down to eat some of those delicious crab legs.
Just wants a meal.
Yeah.
Police arrested John Chapman and Shaquita Jenkins.
Yeah, so he had to investigate, literally.
That's not good.
No.
Who was eating at the buffet with her kids.
Yeah.
They had been waiting there for the crab legs for a good 10 plus minutes, maybe 15.
Uh-oh. I mean, you know what? No time.
Yeah.
No time
They're
is
hangry.
Too long to wait for those delicious crab
they
legs.
They are hangry.
Yeah.
So when they finally came out, it was very heated.
Yeah, it got heated because people had been waiting there about 15 minutes for the crab legs.
And the kids were there. That's not a good example.
Well, are there enough crab legs for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, they bring out huge buckets.
It's a buffet.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Continue.
It's basically if someone's taking more than their fair share.
Oh, now wait. Now
listen,
wait.
You don't pile your plate full of crab legs.
But was there a posted sign about how many legs you could grab?
Officer Johnson says once he separated the two,
okay.
Chapman and Jenkins admitted their tempers got away from them.
Yeah. You know what? I guess we got a little bit heated over the crab legs.
Chapman is looking at a disorderly conduct charge. Jenkins is facing third degree assault.
Yeah, here's the reason, because she got him with one of those tongs. She got him in the head with one of those tongs.
Was a tong assault?
Yes.
Okay.
Both people could end up paying a few $100 in fines.
Which, as the reporter likes to point out,
which is well above the $10.58 a plate charge at Meteor Buffet.
Okay, thank you for pointing out the math there. Yeah, it's just, you know, so, financially, it's just not worth it.
Right, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But when you hear the...
Wow.
You know there's some serious stuff going
down.
Listen,
Chiquita's coming for you.
I know.
You put down that crab leg.
Listen, I get it. There is a special kind of anger that wells inside you when you have that hunger and those delicious crab legs are presented and
on a buffet.
And then someone ditches in front of you and you've got your kids with you.
Yeah, no.
And you're just ready to drop some coin and then eat those crab legs.
Okay.
When you hear that noise, you drop your crab legs,
come
grab the kids
from
and
across
go.
The room. All right. Let's,
so there you go. Congratulations, Alabama. You've made the show. Courtesy of the crab leg brawl there.
And Alabama's just like, hey.
This is usually a Florida thing.
Yeah, don't hold this against us. It's like typical Alabama behavior.
There you go. Alabama making the show.